At a moment's notice, a fire department will respond to a call. Yet the call for volunteer firefighters in rural areas and smaller towns is increasingly going unanswered. At the Lincoln Parish District 1 station, which sits along Highway 167, 4 miles north of Ruston, Administrative Assistant Jim Hilton says it's becoming an issue everywhere.
People just don't volunteer like they used to. A long time ago, that's all you had mostly was volunteer departments. That was just kind of almost a civic duty.
Hilton, who retired after 35 years with the Ruston Police Department, joined the fire station 9 years ago. He is one of 13 paid employees at the department, which combines paid and volunteer workers.
As the population of America increases, more and more departments are going full paid, and there are fewer volunteer departments.
Currently, there are about 20 active volunteers with District 1, about half the number of those on file. Then there are those cases which leave Hilton perplexed.
We'll have 10 or 12 people go through our initial basic training. It's pretty intense. They'll suffer through the whole thing because it's hard. It's hard work. They'll complete it. Some of them we'll never see again.
Some of those who train are not likely to stay on with a local volunteer unit. Their hope is to land a paid position with another department. Greg Thompson is with the Ouachita Parish Fire Department.
They go volunteer somewhere, and it gets their foot in the door. It gets them trained. Gets the necessary training that they need, and it gives them a foot up to getting a job in a fully paid department.
He says there are occasions when an employee of a paid department will take a job with a full volunteer or volunteer paid station.
He does it to help out because it's around the community where he actually lives, and he commutes into work or works for a nearby paid department. So it's a mix of variables in there, but it is a good way any way you look at it.
There's really no issue for those who have chosen firefighting as a career. Yet, for the person who wishes to volunteer, one of the biggest drawbacks is the commitment of time. Today's job market is less flexible for such an opportunity.
In the instance of now, a big problem is that people don't work for mom-and-pop stores. They work for franchises and corporations that may be less lenient, allowing them to leave and respond to emergency.
Michael Cossey is captain of the Maumelle Fire Department in Maumelle, Arkansas. He says the generation of local communities pitching in during emergencies has changed. As the number of fire events have decreased across the country, fire departments are taking on more duties.
We're jack of all trades. So as more jobs and tasks were placed on the fire department, you know, emergency medical, this is firefighting, this is hazardous materials, disaster response, you name it, we're doing it. And so with volunteers, they try to step up that role.
It may have become too great a stretch for some in the volunteer ranks.
At some point, I think we've kind of reached a threshold where it's hard to find people that can do all the things that the fire department's asked to do.
For departments to attract and keep volunteers, Cossey believes departments will have to structure training into specific services, a process where those who want to serve are able to do so.
If a volunteer is not in a position to be all things to a fire department, then it's the fire department's job and the volunteer to find some ways they can help that conform with their other obligations.
It's an increasingly important task to be handled by local fire departments. Two-thirds of calls to the Ouachita Parish Fire Department last year sought some type of emergency service assistance. As those calls continue, so does the call for volunteers to serve their local departments. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.